Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number three. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure being with you here at Realside Radio. And as I've mentioned, Joe will be back tomorrow night. I appreciate you all sticking with us tonight. We're having a great time, more fun than people should be allowed to have on the radio. We're talking about it all, aren't we, folks? We're going across the board. We talked about the economy. We're talking about New York City. We're talking about the elections. This hour, I want to draw attention back to what is going on, and unfortunately, not getting a lot of news recently. It's our news media diet has been so predictable over the years. You have a story, it's in the mainstream media for a little bit of time, everybody focuses on it, and then people move on. What I'm talking about here is Israel, and the fact is that, well, Israel has not moved on. There's a report that just came out today. It is published February 21st on New York Post just a couple of hours ago, so you may not have read it yet. And it is from the World News at New York Post, from the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel, in a report that was submitted to the UN today that shows that Hamas terrorists had sadistic sexual violence, included shoving knives inside Israeli rape victims' genitals before executing them. Listen, I don't like to get so serious just devastating in some of these stories on the radio. But this is news that is unfortunately being, in many cases on social media, doubted. People are saying there are lies. There are Westerners and there are robots from Russia and there are college students all over the world that are saying that this report that just came out today that says Hamas terrorists shoved knives and grenades inside some Israeli rape victims' genitals and executed others after gang raping them in front of their families was in a shocking new report on the October 7th, and it just came out today and presented to the UN. Women, children, and men have endured sadistic sexual violence, both during the invasion of southern Israel and as hostages in Gaza, according to the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel. Many cases involved heinous acts on women and girls, including a case of hiding a knife in a genital organ. The brutal practices used on October the 7th, such as genital mutilation of girls, women, and men, shooting and weapon insertion, were designed to destroy and inflict sadistic terror. Terrorists hunted young women and men who fled the Nova Festival and dragged them by their hair amid screams. Most of the sexual assault victims were then killed after or during the rape. A Nova Music Festival survivor told the ARCCI that they saw an apocalypse of bodies, girls without clothes, some missing their upper, some their lower parts. Gad Lieberson, another Nova survivor, said he heard girls crying. It sounded like they were being raped. He told the organization, they take them to their pickup trucks. They cry, they scream, they shoot them. I heard men's voices screaming, and when I heard shots, they immediately stopped screaming. I heard the girls for a long time. Another witness said there were girls where those whose pelvises were simply broken from being raped so much. Men were also found with their appendages cut off and bullet wounds that appeared to be aimed towards their sexual organs. Rescuers who removed the bodies from the festival grounds also testified to ARCCI that they found many bodies arriving partially clothed or unclothed, with heavy bleeding from the pelvic area and mutilation of genital organs. You may recall a video of one young hostage that was taken back who was bleeding very heavily from her genitals in her pants as she was taken into Gaza. Rescuers also found evidence of sexual assault inside the homes in nearby kibbutzes, with many women and girls' bodies being found raped in their bedrooms while partially dressed in their pajamas, knives in their genitals, and signs of semen. Other weapons found in women's genitals were nails and grenades, and several bodies were booby-trapped. In around 90% of the cases, the victims were gang-raped in front of others, including their own family members. Authors Dr. Karmit Klaw Kalamish and Noga Berger found out through testimonies. Their bodies would be found bound and shackled, with their genitals mutilated, and sometimes weapons were inserted into them. Israelis were also found sexually assaulted and shot in the genitals on military bases. The authors of this report that was again presented to the UN also said that Israeli hostages faced sexual violence and are feared to still be at risk of sexual abuse at any given moment. Published testimonies indicate that both men and women were sexually assaulted during captivity. This is what we're dealing with, folks. We're going to have a fantastic guest returning here, Rabbi Ron LaPaz, Senior Rabbi, Valley Outreach Synagogue, former Air Force. He's going to be discussing this and what the world can do to end all of this violence in Israel. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back here, hour number three. It is always a pleasure being with you here in the chair, Dave. Joe will be back again tomorrow night, but as I was just talking about in that first segment of hour number three here, this new UN report that just came out that's illustrating the horrors that took place, not just on October the 7th, but post-October the 7th with the hostages in Gaza as well, where Hamas terrorists, sadistic sexual violence included shoving knives inside Israeli rape victims, and it just got
got so dark and so horrible. This is in front of the UN. This is for the world to see. And, you know, as the propaganda that is out there, that is in the mainstream media, that is on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and social media, that is trying to debunk all of this. We've got great advocates out there like Bill Ackman, who are brave and they're standing up. And to talk about all of this is returning a wonderful guest, somebody that I'm getting to know quite well, a lovely, lovely man, Rabbi Ron LaPaz from the Valley Outreach Synagogue in Southern California, senior rabbi where he's been since 1996. And he also served in the United States Air Force, where he collaborated with pilots on navigational plans for their combat training and logistics mission. So a man who can see both sides of this from logistics as well as the cultural implications as well. Welcome back to the show, Rabbi. Thank you for joining us again.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be here.
So I don't know if you had a chance. This was actually just released. New York Post released this just a few hours ago. I don't know if you had a chance to read the report from the UN on what I just went through here.
I didn't read the full report, but I've already read about it. So I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the details that I saw are horrific, despicable, and what's shocking is, Dave, you and I know that there's a segment of the world population that will take them seriously and be horrified by them and see them as crimes and war crimes and crimes literally against human beings and sexual crimes. And there is a large swath of human beings who will say, it's exaggerated, it's made up, they weren't real knives, who knows if it was photoshopped, who knows what's true. And that's the sad state of the world that we're living in right now.
How do you counter that? It seems it's so overwhelming, and I don't know if there are bot farms from Russia or whatever it may be, but it's almost like it's 100-to-1 on X with people trying to debunk this.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I mean, one of the questions is, you know, we've always said that Israel might win the strategic war, the tactical war, the war on the ground because of intelligence and abilities, but it's never won the propaganda war. And here we are again where, you know, I think there's a force, the force that is to support goodness and decency and what Israel does and what Israel stands for in the world and why Israel is this staunch ally and why we're dedicated allies of Israel. It's really challenging when you look at that volume in comparison to the volume that is not only anti-Israel in terms of its own existence, but much more deeply and insidiously anti-Semitic. And I think that's why we're never going to get ahead of that. How do you win that war? Well, I think there's a force that's so dark and so strong and so deeply rooted in people's psyche in terms of the myths that they've been taught, the stories they've heard, and their ideas, the concepts of Jewish people, Jewish neighbors, Jewish people in the world, Jewish history, what Jewish power is and what it isn't. I think that's always going to be difficult. Whenever anybody says, do you think there will ever be an end to anti-Semitism, you know, I'm about as optimistic as we get. And I don't know that I think there ever will be. I think that's a force in the world. Religious people might say, regardless of the religion, that there's a supernatural, greater than human aspect to it. Maybe that's our lot in the world. Maybe that's what it is to be a light to the nations. You have to go through dark places to shine that light. That's the only place where it shines. Maybe it's something about re-educating generations toward truth and decency.
The re-educating, and this goes back to what we've been seeing in Gaza since 2006. You know, they've been educating their populations, their generations, to basically come out of the womb hating Jews. How do you do that on a global scale?
You know, I worked with the UN and worked particularly on that issue, looking at the text that the UN was funding and putting out with a UN stamp on the back cover and looking at the illustrations and the lies that were translated from Arabic for me so I could see what was actually being said. And I don't know how any child can withstand that and come out believing anything other than what they're seeing and being taught. You know, you and I know that there are few credible sources of authority and truth and knowledge in our world. The first is our parents. The second is our teacher. The third, perhaps, is the mayor of our town, if we have that. And then we go there to politicians. And when so many of those leaders in our communities and in the world and in societies like in Gaza are failing us in their moral character, then what chance do we have? I mean, one thing that could happen, and here again is my optimism, is there could be a new Gaza born, and maybe the new Gaza born after this debacle, this horrible tragedy that was and now continues to be as a war, is that it's a Gaza that's born with condition. And maybe the people who build the gorgeous parks and design the schools say, we're going to give you everything you need to thrive here, but you have to teach truth and decency and peace and maintain the beauty of what you're being handed by what will be the world population. You know, the world's going to fund the rebuilding of Gaza. There's no question. But the question is, are we going to have demands that go with it?
Listen, I'd love to have you stay with us through the break and continue this. I want to talk about the geopolitical aspects of what we're seeing around the world as well, if that's okay with you. Fantastic. Can you tell everybody where they could learn, you know, more, read you, and find you online?
Yeah, usually I'm online on video on YouTube. It's Valley Outreach Synagogue. You can find me there, or you can look up my name, R. Lee Paz, R-L-I-P-A-Z, on social media. I'm about to start more social media and a podcast, but in the meantime, it's just short videos trying to get people to think differently about choices they're making in their day-to-day lives.
Fantastic. And when we come back, we can talk about what's going on in Rafah in southern Gaza right now, also the geopolitical implications of what we're seeing. And, you know, there's a lot of consternation right now coming from a lot of people, you know, especially in Jewish corners, that are wondering whether or not this administration is talking out both sides of their mouth. And I'd love your opinion on it without getting too political, but everything relates to policy anyway. And when we come back. So delighted to have Rabbi Ron LaPaz joining us here. And folks, we'll be back here after the news and the commercials at Realside Radio. Do not go away. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump disclosed a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina on Tuesday. He acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Also, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Boeing has announced a leadership change for its 737 MAX program. On Wednesday, the company revealed that Ed Clark is departing from Boeing after almost 20 years. The move comes in the wake of increased scrutiny of the 737-9 MAX jets following an incident last month where a door plug fell off an Alaska Airlines flight. Keep an eye out for kayakers in the desert. In Death Valley, rangers are permitting kayaking on Lake Manly. It's a body of water revived after 10,000 years due to 2 years of heavy rainfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And hey, welcome back, everybody. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. Real Side Radio, it is always a pleasure sitting in for Joe at... on Wednesdays here at Real Side Radio across the fruited plain. I think we're at the 57 stations now on the GCN radio network across the country. We are delighted to have Rabbi Ron LaPaz joining us, and we are talking about the situation that is continuing on in Israel and right now in southern Gaza at the Rafah border, right on the Egyptian border. Of course, Egypt will never let the Palestinians in. There is a tremendous amount of resentment right now, according to reports. ABC News just came out today, Rabbi, and suggested that the anger at the United States right now in Rafah is palpable. And we're seeing this really across the world in many corners. And the mixed, it seems to be, mixed messages now that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are now having people like Alan Dershowitz and others that are starting to ask questions along the lines of, is this administration actually allowing Hamas to win? What say you?
Well, I listened to Alan Dershowitz and I thought he was right on, or spot on, as our moms would have said. I thought he nailed it. He's saying, listen, you started out strong in terms of your support, and now you're wavering and weakening. At this point, you're essentially giving them the victory on multiple levels if you cave. And it seems, at least in the public arena, that this administration is weakening in its support and in its stance. And you and I know that this is politically charged, that this is politically motivated, that they're looking at their voters and their members of Congress here in the U.S. If only we could separate the issue out and say, what would be the moral, just, legal and correct thing to do in the Middle East right now, separate from concerns over the 2024 elections. I wish that we had a leader and an administration that would say, let's put the our administration's concerns about the elections in one basket because they're important, but in this case, we need to be moral and just and do the right thing for Israel, but they're not doing that right now.
When we have an administration that seems to be, again, sending these mixed messages, and we'll go back to the previous segment, we talked about the massive, almost overwhelming tsunami level of propaganda that's out there. The idea that a Biden administration seems to be talking out both sides of their mouth seems to be even more dangerous today, don't you think?
I think so. I think talking out of both sides of your mouth in any circumstance for a politician might be the work of the day. But I think in a case of lives at stake, hostages at stake, it's particularly dangerous right now. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of this segment the mutilations and the rape, the sex crimes that have been committed against the hostages. And even we're learning, I read, I think it was in the Jerusalem Post, about Palestinians committing sex crimes, raping boys in jails in Israel as well. Some really horrible things have to be stopped. When you talk about Rafah, one of the concerns I think that Israelis and anybody concerned with their well-being has is what happened to Sinwar? Did he cross over with some of the hostages into Egypt? Could that have happened? Who's left? Well, I should say, did I say Rafah? Yeah, in the Rafah border.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding that they're not finding hostages where they are right now. And that's obviously in Khan Yunis. That's obviously greatly concerning. And what are they meant to do if the U.S. administration, the U.N., and forces around the world are essentially saying you need to stop? What is the point of stopping at this point without retrieving every single hostage, or even the ones at least that, thank goodness, are in whatever state, but living?
We're seeing, it's interesting, because Mayor Eric Adams, New York City, he was screamed at by some Palestinian activists in New York, and they really went on at him and, you know, said he supports genocide and this and that, and he says, how can we end this? And he just said, he just responded very matter-of-factly, he says, release the hostages. If Hamas and Sinwar, who I guess was videotaped in a tunnel last week, I don't know how outdated that video is, but if Hamas just released all of the hostages, dead or alive, today, do you think this ends, or is it incumbent upon the war cabinet to continue until they really have cleaned it out?
I think the scale of this war changes dramatically if they release the hostages. I think you get pinpoint operations to finish certain aspects of the goal, which were to neutralize Hamas and its ability to do harm, not only in Israel, but anywhere, Los Angeles, anywhere they wish in the years ahead. But certainly, without question, the pressure on Israel to end the fighting, if the hostages would be released, would be enormous. And I think to a large degree justified at that point. Israel needs for its own public as well to bring those people, men, women, children, infants, home.
Since last time we spoke, there was some, you know, we had the whole situation regarding Harvard and, you know, Claudine Gay, sure. And she was then let go, I guess, put into a nice $900,000 cushy position, so she didn't really lose for losing. But, you know, Bill Ackman has been on top of this, and if you haven't already done so, folks, and Rabbi yourself as well, if you ever watch Lex Friedman's podcast, Bill Ackman spent 3 hours with him yesterday, and you get into deep October 7th in Israel and Harvard. Well into the conversation, it's well worth watching. But what we're seeing right now on American schools and institutions and our mainstream media, do you think that there has been a pushback after that whole situation occurred, or you know, is it kind of just, you know, status quo since you know, all of this congressional hearings and I guess Claudine may have been a sacrificial lamb and now back to normal?
Well, something's changed because we now saw what happened more recently at Harvard, that student groups and faculty put out a despicable cartoon and then were forced by Harvard to take it down. So Harvard's already changing its behavior. If not its values, it's at least changing what it's doing and what it's allowing. So that's already better. But I don't think Harvard is a place where at this point Jewish students should feel protected and comfortable as students. It's not the case. It's true in the other schools as well. Claudine Gay's removal from office, her resignation, was a symbol. It was about her. It was also a message to chancellors across the country. The world, not only Americans, but the world is looking at you for morality and to have some moral consistency. Again, when it comes to issues of race and gender and different issues of identity, somehow we're seeing in this case that Jews are in another touchable category. And that's hopefully what could be changing right now. That's my hope, at least in these institutions.
I'm a father, as you know. My youngest son is applying to colleges right now. Berkeley is on the list. He may be able to get in. They're going after him. He's done very well in high school. And he turned around, and my son wears a Star of David outside. He's the president of his school, government of his school. And he said to me point blank, he says, I will not go to Berkeley. The people that I know that are at Berkeley right now say they're afraid. The anti-Semitism is palpable. Is it incumbent upon us as parents and students like my son to say, no, I'm just not going to go to your school? And or are the numbers just too small to impact change in that way?
I think these schools rely not only on tuition. They rely on tuition and they rely, as we know, largely on donations and corporate donations. So I think all of it amounts to something. I mean, I know kids from within my synagogue community that have gone to these schools, whether it's Harvard or Columbia or Berkeley, and have had good experiences and great education. So it's difficult to discount the whole school. The question is, does your son want to either take a stance, a moral stance, and say, Dad, I'll get a great education elsewhere. Let's go elsewhere. Let's find a school that shares our values. Or perhaps he might say, I want to be there and make change there. Let me, while I am the president of a high school, let me go there and take that kind of momentum forward to my university community.
Good thoughts, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time to share them with us. We've got Rabbi Ron LaPaz, who joined us tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time, Rabbi. And again, drop the website where people can find you and learn more about your organization.
Yeah, I'll tell you the website right now, vosla.org, La V like Victory, O-S like Sammy, vosla.org, and they can always email me from there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back. Final segment here, Realsight Radio. It's been a fun 3 hours tonight. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves as well. I know the last couple of segments got very, very dark, and greatly appreciate the rabbi joining us to illustrate exactly some of the challenges that, you know, it's not just Jews or Christians. Anybody in this world who has a genuine sense of concern and care about what is happening right now in Israel. There are people on both sides, absolutely, that have been impacted by this. And nobody, whether you're Jewish or Christian or Palestinian, nobody wants to see people hurt. And, you know, there are so many people, many innocent people, that are continuing to be hurt. And as the rabbi talked about, you know, if Hamas just came to the table and discussed a way to get the hostages back in a way
that would allow for people to, I don't know if any of them will ever heal, psychologically, physically, certainly, but for the country to heal and for the Palestinian people to have some autonomy and some authority and self-reliance over themselves. And as the rabbi was talking about in the earlier segment, Gaza can come out of this and become a place where, you know, the term Singapore has been thrown around a lot. You know, it could be the Singapore of the Middle East. It's a beautiful stretch of beach, and there is going to be a lot of money that's going to funnel in. But until you get rid of the Islamists, the fundamentalists that have been born and raised to hate Jews, to view Jews as the vermin that needs to be destroyed from the river to the sea, none of that will ever change, and it will be generations. You know, I was bar mitzvahed in the early 1980s, 1982, and my trip, my present was for my mom and dad to take me to Israel, and they decided to not take me because of the Intifada at the time. And I've been to Israel before now a few times, but I really regret not being able to see it as a 13-year-old. This isn't new. This has been going on since 1948, and it will continue until you can actually sit down and break bread with people that want their children to grow up in a better life. And again, at the end of the day, at the horrors that we're seeing on our televisions and YouTube channels, Israel is a beacon of democracy and freedom in a sea of enemies that wants it to be removed from the face of the earth, and tacitly, not so tacitly for some, to have all Jews removed as well. Whether that means destroyed and killed, pushed out to the sea, or just moved somewhere else, depends upon who you speak to. But until you can have that conversation with people that want their children to grow up and be living in a place of safety and good health and good education and nutrition, Gaza will never, ever become a Singapore. You have to remove the snake's head. And that's exactly what Israel is doing right now. It's not that it wants to, it's that it has to. It does not want one innocent death. Israel goes out of its way. The IDF go out of their way to try to not have any innocents die. This is a war. And as you see in places in World War II, Dresden and others, collateral damage is a reality of that war. But Israel did not start this war. For them to live in peace, for them to move beyond this in years and continue the Abraham Accords with Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and UAE, and to have a good relationship with its neighbors around them, relatively speaking, it must get rid of, and the world knows this, Middle East knows this, it must destroy Hamas. It must destroy the proxies of Iran, Hezbollah, the Houthis. And until it does that, until it vanquishes the very people that want Israel destroyed, you can't have a ceasefire. This administration, the Biden administration, which is not the Biden administration, Biden is a figurehead. They're rolling him out Weekend at Bernie's to read his scripts, is filled with AOCs and Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaib types that have gone through our institutions of quote-unquote higher learning and have been indoctrinated to believe that there needs to be parity in a war? That if you kill 1,400 people, then you can only kill 1,400 in return. Wars do not and have never, ever been enacted like that. What are we going to call a tie like a hockey game? Both teams get a point, maybe go to a shootout? What are we doing here, folks? Israel is strategic. They are targeting laser-like in their focus to prevent innocents from dying. And whether you believe the Hamas numbers of 28,000, 29,000 innocents, a lot of people have died in Gaza. And it's horrifying. It's a nightmare. And my heart goes out to those innocent families, not the Palestinians that joined Hamas on October 7th, and there were a lot of them that did. Not those individuals that cheered when Hamas brought back the Israeli hostages with blood oozing out of their genitalia in their pants, and many of them did. I wish for those people to be destroyed. Whether they're uneducated or propagandized or not, I don't care. You can thin the herd. But there are plenty of people in Gaza, and in the West Bank, for that matter, that just want to raise their kids, and they may have secret thoughts. They can't state them out loud, for they will be targeted, whereby they wonder what life would be like without the Palestinian Authority that is run by Hamas. Fatah in the West Bank, Hamas in Gaza. And remember, just north of the border, and Israel is as big as a minute, you have a couple of hundred thousand troops that are funded by Iran named Hezbollah that are far and away more dangerous. Israel is surrounded by its enemies. It must do what it must do to survive. Or what? Give Israel to the Islamists? You can't do that. This is uncomfortable. Nobody likes to see the suffering. But you have to do an etch-a-sketch, shake out the evil, the Islamists, and figure out a way to get somebody back into power, whether it's Trump or somebody like Trump, that could re-implement the Abraham Accords and put sanctions on Iran. Iran was starving in 2020. They were capitulating. And what happened? The Obama administration came back in, and for whatever reason, for whatever mindset that they have in those administrations, the Obama and Biden administration, they believe that there is no peace through strength. There's enabling your enemies while alienating your allies. And that's exactly the Obama-Biden modus operandi. And guess what, folks? This is the result. Fires all over the earth. From Ukraine and Russia. We're seeing North Korea sending missiles up into the air. We've got Israel and Hamas. Now we've got Russia talking about putting nukes into space. Folks, I don't know about you, but I miss angry tweets at this point, because we didn't have anything like the level of consternation and violence and death and fear around the world and anger than we have like right now. I want to thank my guest tonight. It was a good show. I don't know about you. We had a good time. Dave Carter and Rabbi Ron LaPaz, fantastic. And thank you for just dealing with the nasally drone of me for 3 hours here at Real Side Radio. Take a look at my calendar. I think I'll be back here in a couple of weeks. I know Joe will be back here again tomorrow night. And folks, check out Joe's website at Real Side Radio, the joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can listen to this show again if you've missed any of it, and go back and listen to some of his other shows and check out his advertisers as well. They all appreciate it. Radio has just become so, so hard, commercial radio, that is, and definitely support all of Joe's advertisers.
That's it for me tonight, folks. I wish you a great rest of the week, and I'll see you when I see you here at Real Side Radio. God bless, everybody. Good night.